Wolfpack Marketing is proudly brought to you by The Internship, awakening the marketing channel you never knew you had.
Right, welcome everyone. Welcome back to the next episode of our Wolfpack Marketing Podcast, all about employee advocacy, business-to-business influences, and basically giving a voice to your people. It's myself, Nicholas Krull, here today without my normal co-host, Kevin Kirby. He had some things to take care of, and we are still at home. It's day 62 of South Africa's lockdown. So if you're listening sometime in the future, this gives you a good idea of where we are. Today, I'll be chatting to Ngoni. He's from a company called Solar Africa, one of our clients on one of our structured employee advocacy programs. And we'll just be having a conversation today around his experience and specifically using LinkedIn before and during our employee advocacy program. Welcome, Ngoni.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thanks for the invite.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule. It's crazy these days. I think everyone's getting a little bit of online meeting fatigue.
I know, man.
So thanks for
New normal.
Yes, it is, isn't it? The new normal. Yeah, I think it's you're still getting used to that new normal. I don't think it's normal yet. But again, thanks for joining me. Thanks for taking the time to have a quick chat. And yes. You know, you guys are running one of our employee advocacy programs now at Solar Africa. I think a program is actually coming to an end pretty soon right now. And for all intents and purposes, you guys have been absolutely rocking it within terms of participation, all the results that your marketing people have told us that you're seeing. But I just wanted to get a bit more of a sense of what it's like as a non-marketer participating in a program like this. So if you don't mind, just introduce yourself, what you do at Solar Africa, maybe how long you've been there, what does your normal day-to-day look like, and then we'll jump more into the social media and the LinkedIn side of things.
Okay, cool. Okay, so as you've already said, my name is Ngoni. I'm a project manager with Solar Africa. So essentially, my day-to-day runnings are basically to manage our contractors. We have several contractors that actually do solar installations, commercial and industrial solar installations across Africa. So my job basically is just to make sure that budgets, timelines, and the quality of work that is delivered to our clients is world class. So yeah, I spend a lot of time on the phone, spend a lot of time doing a lot of admin, but I also do a lot of traveling, going to the various sites, mostly around in South Africa. In a nutshell, that's about my day without boring you.
No, that sounds great. I mean, from a marketer's perspective, you know, I'm 99% of the time stuck behind the laptop. So, you know, it's probably not nice to be out and about a lot more of the time. So that's
it is.
And you know, just for the interest of people watching and listening to this, you know, what's the state of the solar industry in South Africa at the moment, all things considered, and where do you guys actually fit into that whole mix?
So it's I want to call it a booming industry, actually. Obviously, with the state of power supply in the country, in Africa, and with the world in general moving towards cleaner energy, I think it's a space that is really taking off, and businesses in South Africa are really embracing the idea of cleaner energy. And in terms of Solar Africa, so we finance solar projects, or we finance solar systems. So we give businesses the opportunity to to go with cleaner energy at zero capital expenditure. So we come in and we invest in a cleaner energy or solar energy system, and the businesses can enjoy reduced energy costs without having to put money up front and without having to worry about things like maintenance for the duration of the solar contract, so to say. So we have what we call power purchase agreements, where we come in and we have an agreement to say, okay, for the next 10 to 15 years or 20 years, whatever the period may be, we are going to give you cheaper energy, and you don't have to put in anything. We'll maintain it and make sure it's always up and running, and we save businesses money. Wow. So in essence, we are a financing business, so put it.
But that sounds like a no-brainer. No investment of cash and cheaper power.
Yeah, definitely. It's for as a business owner, that's an opportunity I would jump on to without a doubt.
Yeah, 100%. No, that sounds fantastic. No, well, I mean, it sounds like like I said, no-brainer. So not surprising that you guys should be very, very busy getting all that stuff done. So no, it sounds fantastic. Cool. Just for the benefit of our listeners and our viewers out there, so I've quickly mentioned it before, but your company, a team of people in your company, are now on a structured employee advocacy program, which Correct. Is based on using the LinkedIn platform, right? So give me a sense, just from your personal perspective, or maybe have you been using LinkedIn for a long time before you guys started the program with us?
Yeah, so I opened my LinkedIn account, I think, in 2010 or 2011. I can't quite remember the exact year, but that was back when I was in varsity.
Okay.
I never really used it to its potential, you know. For the longest time, it was, you know, just another platform. A few years ago, I really started sort of cleaning up my profile. As you get out of college, get into the job industry or into the job market, you want to present yourself as a professional person, you know, and present yourself to opportunities out there. So, I was mainly using LinkedIn as sort of like my resume, for quite some time, until the employee advocacy program came on. Then things sort of like took a turn. I opened up another perspective to me of what LinkedIn can actually be.
Okay, great. I've still come across that quite a lot, that people think it's a, like you said, you know, it's a place to store your CV or your resume. It's a place to look for jobs and that type of thing. But of course, the platform is so much more than that. And so, from your experience, what are the first couple of things that really changed your mindset around using LinkedIn professionally when we embarked on this program with you guys?
So the first thing was contributing, you know, to the platform. So my perspective before the program was, I was a consumer. I was always on LinkedIn, but there was no evidence of me being on LinkedIn. I was always just consuming other people's content, you know, just browsing through the timeline and never really contributing anything, right? But I think with the program now, it's I've realized how easy it is to actually make a post, to actually, you know, add value to the platform. And it's really been awesome just knowing that it doesn't really take much to actually contribute to the platform. And there was always that fear inside of me to say, what if no one really hears what, no one really wants to hear what I have to share, you know? But now I think I'm more confident in that when you get a response, when you post, when you connect with the right people and you start interacting, you you really, you know, begin to get into it and interact with other people in the industry, which is really awesome. It, I believe it, it even opens up opportunities. It opens up your eyes to, you know, knowledge, and basically you, you begin to share, and yeah, it becomes a very beautiful mutual relationship, online professional relationship, sort of put it.
You put that so, so eloquently. I love that. I'm going to take that whole thing and just put it in podcast and put it everywhere if you don't mind.
That'll be $20.
100% sure. I'll give you 50. for the benefit of, you know, people that are thinking about using LinkedIn, and to your point, to what you said, you know, people are often scared of saying the wrong thing, or they're scared that no one's going to listen, or that nobody wants to hear what they're saying. And you've also spoken about how easy it is actually to publish something. Talk me through your process, because we have a coach that works with your team, and when our coach says to you guys, do a post like this and this, or talk about a certain topic, what is your little process internally between hearing that, if I can call it a prompt or an instruction or a, or an encouragement, to when you actually can press the post button? Now, what is your little process in your mind and actually on the platform?
Okay, so I think the first thing I always think about is if I was on the other side, right? What would I want to hear from someone in my position? I always try to think of that person that I'm a technical person. I mean, I'm an engineer. So obviously there's that inclination to talk about technical things. But sure. I always try and think about the other person on the other side, the person reading this. Where am I writing this for, right? It, it might be a very short little post, 2-3 lines, whatever. But because I'm sharing value, if the message is does not drive home or is not received by the intended audience, then that 2 or 3 lines becomes pretty much useless, you know. And I think 3 or 4 posts down the line, people might just say, ah, it's that guy again. It's that again, you know. So yeah, I'll just try to think about what value will this actually have to whoever is reading this. Who is actually reading it? Where am I writing for? You know, am I writing for our customers as a business? Am I writing to other peers, other project managers in the industry? Am I writing to other engineers? You know, so I always try and sort of like make that space to say, these are the people I'm talking to. And that sort of like defines my tone, that defines how I put across the message of whatever I'll be talking about.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And so when you're writing those 3-4 lines, I mean, do you sit and, you know, does it take you a long time to conceptualize your message, or is it something which comes quite quickly and naturally to you?
So in the beginning, it took me some time. I always sort of like drafted a little post, deleted it, drafted, deleted, because, you know, you're not sure how people are going to receive this, you know. Is there going to be backlash? What's going to happen? Am I saying the right things? Am I, you know, you just have these a whole lot of questions in your head, which you obviously can't answer, right? Sure. But as the program went on, I actually realized sometimes it literally takes you like 2 minutes, you know, with some topics. Sometimes it's just sharing someone else's post and just putting your perspective or just sharing a page, a web page from the company website, and just, you know, adding your own flavor or your own wording to it, just to make it, you know, more relatable to your audience. So now it really doesn't take me time. At least 95% of the times it's really off the top of the head, because you sort of like now engaged with your connections, and you know it really doesn't take much. But yeah, I'll say in the beginning it was quite challenging. you try to preempt, or you try to focus what people are gonna think when they see your post, which is not always possible.
Not really realistic. Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that your level of comfort has come to a level where you can just do it, you know. And from what I'm hearing, you know, it's so kind of second nature. I mean, I can speak from personal experience. You know, the more you do something, the easier it becomes, right? So,
true.
From what I hear you saying, it's like, you know, you get over that little hurdle, that first little trepidation, and then
it's
fairly easy. And did our coach help you a lot in that beginning stage? Did she, or how did you find her helping you get those posts done in the beginning?
So I think one of the most difficult things is actually to think about what to post about. You know, that's once you have a topic, it's almost like, that's why I think mostly throughout the program it's become easier and easier to write something, because there's someone else prompting you on the topics. Okay. You just have to think about the content, you know. Sure. it's almost like someone has prepared a recipe for you, and then they've bought the ingredients for you, and they're like, okay, there you go, make something, you
know? I like that.
Very very much easier, right? Yeah, right. So yeah, it's that was very helpful. Even now with my own posts that are outside of what the coach has suggested, it just helps, because you sort of like get the gist of how to come up with what to post about.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's that was very helpful to actually have someone else thinking about a topic in general, a broad topic, and then you can sort of like just nitpick what you want to talk about under that umbrella topic.
Yeah, sure. And you've got such a lovely way with words. I love that analogy. It's like someone's bought the ingredients for you and provide you the recipe. All you have to do is whip it together.
Exactly. You just put it together, man.
Oh, that's wonderful. And from all the content that you've posted, I mean, you guys have been on this program now for touching 4 months. So I know that we encourage you guys to post at least once every week, just so that you remain regular and consistent. And what have you seen from your audience? You know, what has the engagement been like, or what are people saying that maybe you meet out on site? Are they seeing your activity on LinkedIn, and how are they responding?
I can tell you, for starters, I have a lot more people coming to my inbox, right? Find there is engagement with my posts on the timeline. There's likes and comments. But I think what I've seen is there's a whole lot more people in my inbox. They, you know, every time I post a project or post what we do as a company, 2 or 3 days later, someone jumps into the inbox. Hi, I just wanted to know more about, you know, what you guys do, or this project, or, you know, stuff like that. So to me, that's actually very important. It's sort of like sometimes it's the business lead, a direct business lead. You know, I know a lot of people were usually concerned about likes and the comments, but when someone comes to your inbox, that's something bigger in my opinion. that have been started by a simple post that took you 2 or 3 minutes to whip up and post, which I think is something really cool.
No, I think that speaks to the value, the business value behind that kind of activity that we do, right? If it can result in potential clients or peers or people coming to you, then I think it's fantastic and I think very, very valuable. I'm just seeing that my internet connection is a little bit unstable. I'm just going to quickly swap Wi-Fi networks here quickly and see if it makes a difference to me. No, real life, lockdown life. I think the kids have started watching Netflix. So I think they're putting a bit of strain on my internet connection.
Exactly, yeah.
This is real world, guys. This is not an act here, you know. No, but it sounds fantastic. And Nogoni, from my side, you know, I often speak to a lot of people about using LinkedIn. I eat, sleep, and breathe LinkedIn and social media marketing for business. To me, it's completely fascinating because it speaks to, you know, it's got a psychological component to it as well, you know. And I often hear from people that, you know, when I mention that we prompt people and encourage people, like the team members, to create content at least once a week. And then sometimes I get the concern, say, oh, I don't know if I'll have time for that, you know, but you just said it could take 2 or 3 minutes. Right? So
yeah.
I'm glad that you've helped to reinforce what I believe as well, is that it shouldn't take a lot of time. And if you do it, it's got exceptional business value if you've got people coming to you. And I always like to think that if people, clients, potential clients, if they take the time to find you, consume some content of yours, when they do come into your inbox, I hope for your sake and everyone out there that wants to use LinkedIn for business, that those people already kind of have their credit cards out, you know, because they have a need for something that you possibly sell. So that's great. That's great. I love to hear stories like that where you say you've got people jumping into your inbox after you post content, because it really, really, you know, I can say it until I'm blue in the face, but it's kind of my job to say it, you know, but to hear it from you, who isn't in sales, who isn't in marketing, I think that's quite powerful.
And
yeah, I mean, so testimonials and evidence like that is super. I've only got like maybe one or two more prepared questions. And the second last one that's on my list here is, what would you tell people who are possibly on the fence around, should I embrace using LinkedIn on a regular basis? Should I invest the time? Or, you know, can you maybe sum it up and say, is it worth it to go ahead and invest something in a social media platform?
Definitely. It's LinkedIn is a very obviously professional platform. The fact that you have people coming to LinkedIn looking for other professional people, other people in the industry that they're in, means that it's a niche and it's on its own right, right? It's a platform that has a lot of people that you are looking for as a business, for instance. So it's definitely worth it. It's you're not wasting your time if you are investing in posting on LinkedIn, if you're investing in connecting with people in your industry and other industries on LinkedIn. It can never be a waste of time. I don't see how it can be a waste of time. But the thing is, you've got to be in it to actually realize the value that it potentially has. So if you're on the line, if you're on the fence, then just do it. You know, just give it a chance and just jump in, immerse yourself, and yeah, you definitely won't regret it. I'm not regretting it at all. I'm really glad that you know, our company took up the program. And yeah, it's I'm sure if we were to put together the results of everyone in the company and just put it up as one big result, it might be very massive for the company.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen your guys' scorecard, and I keep bragging about your team because you do so well, and it is incredible. You know, the results that you get just simply from an exposure perspective. You know, the exposure that you're giving your brand is ridiculous. You know, and that means something to some people and nothing to other people. But from our side, looking at, you know, basically the spreadsheets that we pull up, it's fantastic. So yeah, so glad that you've personally found benefit. I'm glad that you have enjoyed the program, and I think that kind of just completely crystallizes it for me. And I love what you say that, I really appreciate that you've taken personal benefit from the program and from the process. And thank you for your sort of affirmations and your recommendations and agreeing that this was a good thing to do. So, I'm definitely going to try and, share your story around, because I think it helps everyone's cause. You know, it helps make business better. And especially in these COVID times, which are hopefully going to just keep on improving and getting better and less restrictive, is that people actually take up this opportunity, because it's cost effective and it clearly works. And if it can work for a reasonably small company in the solar power industry, you know, why can't it work for other people? So, Well, Ngoni, thank you so much for taking the time to tell me all of these wonderful things that I hoped you would say, and I didn't put you up for any pleasure.
No.
So, that was a great chat. Thanks for joining me. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this. And Ngoni, you can go and tell your friends to follow #WolfpackMarketing. I don't know if you've know why we call this podcast Wolfpack Marketing. Is because just like yourselves at Solar Africa, you're operating as a team on a platform, and you're hunting for business success in a group, just like wolves hunt, right? So that's why we call it Wolfpack Marketing.
I like it a lot.
So what you can do is you can you can do me a favor, and you can tell your colleagues, friends, industry peers to follow #WolfpackMarketing on LinkedIn, and then they all can discover more podcast episodes like this and other pieces of content which are all around these kinds of topics. And for all the listeners out there, you can do the same. Follow #WolfpackMarketing, and you will keep feeding you interesting information on the topic of influencer marketing and employee advocacy, which is often an unknown or a misunderstood term, but basically where you operate as a team towards business success on social media for business. Ngoni, thanks again for your time, and enjoy the rest
of your week. Thank you so much, Nick.
And stay warm.
All right, cheers. Same to you, man.
All right, take care.
Same to you. Cheers.